Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's trending?
What's trending brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive since 1942. Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Number one on What's Trending, the World Series is set. The Blue Jays took care of the Mariners in Game 7 last night. That means we get the Dodgers and Blue Jays in the World Series, Game 1 in Toronto on Friday night. The Dodgers, significant favorites, as you would expect, heading into this series.
Well, I mean, I can't say that that's surprising on that end. I don't know. I guess I don't have it in me to root for either of these teams. I'm not going to root for the Blue Jays. They got the fifth highest payroll in baseball, too. Check out our guy, Vinny, who's apparently flying up to Toronto to start working on some of the coverage for them as well. So, just for Major League Baseball in general. So, you know, keep an eye out for Vinny. Give him a shout-out. Tell him he's doing a nice job or that he looks good in his suit. Not give him a hard time like his guy Bobby Wood Jr. was doing, at least just a moment ago. This just in from Jeff Passan. Kurt Suzuki has officially been named the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim manager. Obviously, Albert Pujols was rumored to be in that role. Suzuki was just in baseball. He last played in 2022, finishing up a 16-year Major League Baseball career. He will now be the new Angels manager on that end. So it hadn't been that long. But Kurt Suzuki, going to go manage the Angels.
NBA regular season starts. The long NBA season begins here on October 21st. Obviously, we were talking earlier about some of the favorites. The Thunder sitting at 2-1. The Nuggets, 6.5-1. The Cavs, 7-1. But tonight, if you want your NBA fix, if you've been waiting, you get the Rockets and Thunder a little after 6:30. And then the late game tonight, you get the Golden State Warriors taking on the LeBron-less LA Lakers. LeBron on the shelf.
He's got a major injury that's going to keep him out for a little bit.
What do they say it was?
Scatia or whatever.
Sciatica.
Yeah. Wow, I was way off.
You're
good. I do not know medical terms.
You're good.
Sciatica. My wife had it when she was pregnant.
Holy smokes.
Wow. It sucks. Nobody wants to have that. Next up on What's Trending, speaking of the NBA, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Braun, Brown agreed to a 5-year, $125 million contract extension with the Nuggets, so he'll stay with Jokic at least for the time being. The NBA is really interesting with their contracts because they try to encourage players to stay with the franchise that drafted them. So he's able to get this contract as kind of a rookie extension as part of his deal with the Nuggets. I really like the way the NBA does it in that regard, Gold, because it does encourage you or encourage the possibility of staying there. It'd be like if the Royals could offer Bobby Wood Jr. more money than any team else in Major League Baseball could. Of course, they, by the way, Bobby Witt Jr.'s deal. You want to talk about it looks like a steal a couple years later? That looks like a heavy discount, doesn't it? Vlad Guerrero Jr. got $500 million. Shohei got $700 million. You trying to tell me Bobby couldn't get more than the, what, $280, $300 he got? Depending on the, depending on how you look at the contract? Yeah, it'd be kind of crazy. That's all. Lastly on What's Trending, Mike Evans has a broken collarbone, left the game early last night, expected to miss significant time.
That sucks. He just came back, didn't he? That was his first game back, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
That sucks for him, man.
Left the game early. They said he broke his collarbone, and he's, I mean, they said significant amount of time. Obviously, that's an injury that typically keeps you out weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. They cannot catch any luck there in Tampa Bay on the injury front, can they? When are they supposed to get Bucky Irving back? Egbuka came back. He had a chance to catch that touchdown when they were down two scores. Baker just barely underthrew him. Really good defensive play. But, yeah, says he'll continue to help the team. But they were, I think, broken collarbone. He's probably just done for the year, right? They just said it.
They
said significant amount
through
of time.
The year or whatever it was. Yeah. I mean, I guess most, if they made a Super Bowl or something, the
they
Bucks,
said would mostly yeah. keep him out toward the end of the year. Yeah. So, like, playoffs, maybe Mike Evans could come back. Maybe not. But they got to make a run, too, so. Still a significant injury for a team that has probably suffered more significant injuries than any team in the NFL. They had a chance of being the number one offense in the league, man. Godwin, Evans, Egbuka, Bucky, Irving, Baker was playing an MVP level in just injuries, man. We'll talk more about some of the other teams in the league with all 32 coming up in just a few minutes.
Don't forget on Tuesdays, our lunch partner here each and every Tuesday, our friends over at Pearl Tavern in Lee's Summit. Reel in a deal every Tuesday at Pearl Tavern in Lee's Summit. $2.50 fish and shrimp tacos and $5 house margaritas made with premium Jose Cuervo silver. We appreciate their support of the show here on a Tuesday. We know the Chiefs favorites, as we said, for the Super Bowl. The offense seems to be humming along pretty good. Biggest question remaining for everybody on the text line, 913-586-7965. Because I think the biggest question is very obvious at this point, especially with the Norman Lott injury. It's got to just be the overall pass rush and the overall interior of the defensive line. And is there a solution to improving that? In-house, we all thought Norman Lott was that. I've mentioned Charles Omenihu to me as their best case scenario of getting more pressure on the quarterback outside of Karlaftis and Chris Jones. But the biggest question is, are they going to go out in the next 2 weeks and trade for a rotational defensive end or defensive lineman? That, to me, is the biggest question I have remaining right now for this football team, other than the obvious, which is Josh Simmons playing football again for this team?
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge, obviously, that is the single biggest question, and impossible to argue, at least on that end, Gold. But if we're talking about on the team, I asked this question mostly because, like, there can't be that many questions with the team right now. I think there are two big ones, the Simmons and the defensive line. I think that's more than fair. Can they get consistent pressure, or do they have injuries that they can't overcome? Somebody pointed out earlier a really good point about the Lions, where they overcame some injuries on the defensive line for a while last year, where you didn't notice it, right? They just kept losing body after body on the defensive line and continued to put up good numbers because they had one dominant force, which means, you know, like Chris Jones, and we're able to overcome some of them until it was just too much. Too much weight, too much, too many injuries for one man to carry, and then eventually he was hurt, of course, and they had no chance on the defensive line. I will posit one additional question mark, which I think is more than fair, which is whether or not in the long haul their defense is as good as it currently looks. And I know that applies to the defensive line, but I'm taking it a little more broad. There are still some moments where I'm like, I can't quite put my finger on the defense, and I'm not quite sure what they are yet. Doesn't mean I think they're a bad defense. I think we're long past that, Gold. I don't even think, but there is some part of the way they play, this bend, don't break, this part where I watch them sometimes, and I don't feel like they're as good as they were the last couple of years. And I want to see it in full. And I'm not even saying that is who they are entirely. But if you make me say, what are the questions remaining? Just how good they are on defense is a question that remains for me on this team. It is still something I wonder a little.
Yeah, and I think that some of that clarity will come on whether or not they make a move in the next couple weeks, though, at the deadline. You know, I feel good about their secondary. I know you're a little more skeptical, I think, on the secondary.
I like the secondary.
I think Jalen Watson has actually played very, very good. There was one game where everybody freaked out about Jalen Watson's performance.
Williams is what's been helping.
I thought Jalen Watson has continued to play very well. Noel Williams continues to get better. You know what you're getting in McDuffie. I feel pretty darn good about the back end of the defense. The question, the linebacking room is not, there's nothing that I'm all going to complain about there. Between Chanel, Tranquil, and Nick Bolton, they're pretty darn good there. And they should be, based on resources they've allocated. And then the defensive line, we get back to that. And it's, can Chris Jones give you more? And how does he give you more? It means Charles Omenihu steps up. It means maybe they go and get some outside help.
Yeah, I don't know how they don't. And look, one of the names I know has been coming up is Christian Wilkins, and I still don't know what the hell happened in Vegas or what the hell's going on there. So maybe that's part of maybe that's one of the available options to them. They can't ignore it. Like at this point on the defensive line, do any of us think that November 4th is going to pass and they will have added, let's not say the name that you're dreaming of, but do we think that they'll get to November 4th and they will not add a single defensive lineman into this rotation? I just have a hard time believing it. It's why, in a weird way, while it is a question, it is not a question I have. Simmons, honestly, for like, if we're just putting it to the side, that is the single biggest question on this team. Is Josh Simmons playing football this year? Is, yeah, and look, we don't have to bring it up every day on the show because there's no further development on it. There's not going to be. It doesn't seem like last Nate Taylor. He joins the show at 1.
Yeah.
But at the moment, there's no further development on it. But whether or not your first-round pick and your starting left tackle to begin the year is playing football this season is the single biggest thing looming over. Because I will say, that does change the calculus a little bit on what you're willing to give up in the long term. If you have left, because if he doesn't play this year, well, then you have longer-term offensive line questions. It could change draft strategies for years to come. It has a big rolling impact, Gold, of how you handle your roster. They don't have a one-year plan. Let's just figure out the next couple of months for Brett Veach. They got a five-year plan.
Yeah, the biggest question, of course, is Simmons. I don't know if it changes how they approach the trade deadline, because I don't think there's any player they're going to trade for that they're going to have to give up, you know, a first or second round pick for. That name doesn't really exist, nor should they give up. There's no player I want them to trade for that requires a first or second round pick. Like, absolutely not. They're not like the team, in looking at the competition, does not need to dive that deep into their resources of draft capital to go give up something for a player of that magnitude, even if one existed. So I don't think the Simmons thing plays a role in the deadline. It's more of a offseason question when they get more clarity on where things are really at with Simmons and everything, and on the personal side of stuff. But the trade deadline to me should not be impacted by that.
It's just so weird to look at like Patrick Mahomes' season and the way this has gone, and they've been able to protect and they're blowing people out. In the last two games, they've beaten down their opponents pretty badly. So we're not going to notice it. And it's not going to be a storyline for a lot of Chiefs fans, I think, because of that. Some of it is because they don't want to get into someone's personal business, the same as a lot of people don't want people in their business. But I think if you just separate it all entirely and you just ask it as a football question, no matter the circumstance, if there was just a player unavailable, I don't know how that isn't the single biggest question remaining for the team. What they do on the defensive line is interesting. Any more running back questions? That's another little toss in the text line's mentioning, and I see it over on YouTube as well.
I mean, I think they could get better at the running back position? Sure. I think now they view the offense and where it's at, they kind of view it as, we got enough here to make it work, and we don't need to give up draft capital. As long as Hunt, Pacheco, and Smith stay healthy, I think their plan is that Smith gets more and more involved in this offense. And yeah, I don't believe, we said this a week ago on the show, I don't think they're going to feel the necessity to go trade for a running back anymore. And that doesn't mean that I think they're just all good there. I just don't think it's to the level where they think it's a necessity. In the offseason, they'll have to make those decisions, because Kareem Hunt's contract will be up. Pacheco will be up as well. They will have to either sign a player or two or spend a high draft pick or a higher draft pick.
I mean, you really start looking at it, and Patrick Mahomes, like, he's pacing. Like, he's a part of the rushing game. He is on pace for 700 yards rushing this year. Look, would I like that number to come down? Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. He's on pace for between 9 and 10 rushing touchdowns, depending how you look at it. Do I want those numbers to come down? Yes. Those are essentially Josh Allen numbers. Now, I have pointed out, Patrick Mahomes is not some small-bodied quarterback. He definitely can and is an effective runner of the football and does a nice job, depending on how you look at it. But it is a part of their game, whether we like it or not. And they have found what I would think and should be considered a pretty good bounce. They've done a nice job finding a rhythm in the running game. And I would ask the question, which is, what would you like it to look like differently, I guess? How much better do you want the offense to be? They're scoring 30 points a game the last four, slightly more than that, honestly. They're the sixth best offense in football, and that includes a start to the season that was slow due to the fact that Xavier Worthy was unavailable for a few weeks. Since then, They're the second highest scoring offense in football, second only to the Colts. So I'm not feeling particularly bad about anything on offense other than, you know, if people are coming back to play.
All right, a little all 32 here on Cody and Gold. I want to go to a couple running backs. You just asked me about the running back situation in Kansas City. Two names that last year and for a while have been some of the best in football. Saquon Barkley, historically great a year ago. Derrick Henry, future Hall of Famer as well. Both having slow seasons so far. And I'm not suggesting that Saquon's not capable of having a 120-yard day still in his career. No, he definitely can, and maybe he has one this coming week. But is it overreaction, or do you guys buy into this that the dominant run of Barkley and Henry is coming to a close? That the carries have finally caught up to these guys? Last year, we know Barkley ran for 125 a game. He's running for 52 a game. Last year, he ran for a first down on 23% of his carries. He's doing that on 15%. He ran for 2,000 yards in 16 games. He's on pace to run for 896 yards. I could keep going. Touchdown pacing's down as well. Derrick Henry, they're barely using him, but he also hasn't been effective. He's got a fumbling problem. I'm just saying it catches up to everybody at some point in time. I think the dominant stretch of Barkley and Henry is over. Derrick Henry can go out and have a 100-yard game this Sunday. That, I'm not saying they're not effective running backs, but the, hey, they're the best in the sport, and they can truly change an entire game for multiple games a year. I think that part is over.
I'll say this. I think it's more about usage the season before, and we see this a lot in running backs, in the sense that if you, and I'm not saying every year to year, but like the year after he ran the ball almost 400 times and had 2,000 yards, the following year he only played in 8 games and only ran for 900. The year after he led the league in the NFL in 349 carries and 1,500 yards, he only had 1,200 yards the year after that. I think some of this is just Derrick Henry's ass gets tired every other year.
Well, he's 31,
Cody. When
they run
him for 400 carries a game.
He's 31 years old. Now, Saquon's 28, which in general you would say isn't that old, but for running backs, you're starting to get old. But Derrick Henry
just... Todd Gurley's retired by 28.
Derrick Henry, one, the team's not that good this year, but it wouldn't surprise you. I mean, he's about to be 32.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I got to think about the Eagles might end up being last year's Chiefs, where we don't take them serious because they don't look all that good a lot of times, but they're still better than most of the other teams. I go back through, honestly, this thing about Saquon is, look at the rest of his career, man. Because of the injuries and the other stuff, he's been a very good back sometimes. Sometimes this is who Saquon Barkley is. Like, I don't mean to knock it. Derrick Henry's actually been a little bit better in the history. He's had at least three other seasons of a yards per carry average around this. So it's not crazy to think that Saquon's just tired. He's a great back. I don't think they're just done. I think there's another dominant year somewhere along the way for Saquon. It might just not be this year. All right, so when teams fall apart, they start doing what Gold referred to before the show as Todd Haley things, Scott Pioli things, right? We've all seen bad teams who start doing things that don't matter in order to do it. According to a report over at the Baltimore Sun, following the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, in which the Ravens got absolutely worked, the Ravens coaching staff removed several distractions from the locker room, including a ping pong table, cornhole bowls, or boards, basketball hoops, and video game consoles, per the Baltimore Sun. Let me tell you right now, I guarantee you they had all those things when they were winning 14 games and going to AFC title games. So if you think all of a sudden the ping pong table is the reason why your team's not succeeding, you've already given up on trying to help the teams in the way that actually require it. If you're, I think that that is the most last ditch efforts of look in the mirror a little bit at your real problems. It's definitely not that somebody's on the PS5 once.
Yeah, this is what desperate teams do. It truly feels Todd Haley. That's what I said before the show. It feels Todd Haley, Scott Pioli-esque. Things are obviously a problem there in Baltimore. If this is now the issue, they think we got to focus more on football. No more fun in the locker room. It's a terrible idea.
We're serious now. Like, no, the sport's still supposed to be fun. What do you think the Chiefs the last 3 years have spent? Their entire mantra has been, we're trying to make the game fun again. It hasn't been fun. We're trying to make it fun because we're all better and everyone has, it's better when we're having fun. They're like, no ping pong anymore. Yeah, I'm sure they'll make Cooper Rush light it up this weekend because he hasn't been able to get his ping pong game in.
Not that I want to be there, but I'm also going to stay in Baltimore and talk about the Ravens a little bit. It feels like, so they're 1-5 right now. Lamar Jackson, we know, has not been practicing, or didn't practice yesterday. We'll see how the rest of the week goes. They play the Bears. They're favored still somehow right now this weekend. if they lose this game, I'm not a fan of tanking, but it feels like this is it. If they don't get this one this weekend, then should they just not play Lamar the rest of the season and not have to worry about the hamstring thing or whatever the issue is? Don't get him hurt. Just play out the rest of the season and try to make sure everybody's healthy going into next year.
I'll tell you right now, I would slow down his return to play. I wouldn't just flat out tank. They're a little too good of a franchise, but in too good of a situation. But sometimes these teams don't realize when you're as good as the Ravens or the Chiefs, the value of the very rare time gold that you're picking in the top 15, where you can get elite level talent that you are very rarely in access to. That's all.
It feels like, and I don't know if you guys agree with this real quick, the John Harbaugh thing, it is amazing how I think last year,
think he could get fired.
Or earlier in the season, before the season, we ranked the coaches out, and John Harbaugh was like number two or three on the list for everybody, all three of us.
He was not number two on the list.
He was in my top five or ten, sure.
I think he was absolutely in the top five. If not, he might have been in the top three for all of us. But it's crazy how he was considered that, and I think now all of a sudden he could be getting fired. To your guys' point earlier, good coaches figure out the problems. And with that sort of a roster, I know they're dealing with some injuries, but with that roster still being what it is, you figure it out as a good coach.
Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next, we'll get to the random question of the day. And the bigger threat for the Chiefs, is it a team in Indy or New England?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
That's next. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. Also, Nate Taylor from ESPN will join us in studio here in a half hour. A lot to get into with Nate. We'll ask him if there is any update on Trey Smith, any update on Josh Simmons, obviously, and look ahead a little bit to a Commanders team that appears to be banged up again heading into Monday night. Now, it's so early in the week that we don't know, and it sounds like the Commanders don't even know.
Strong no matter what.
Yeah, we don't know if Jaden Daniels is going to play on Monday or not.
Little disappointed we didn't have Vinny Pasquantino, our VNFL insider, on after Woody Johnson spoke to the media. Did you see how well he handled his current situation? Woody Johnson, on his confidence, on Aaron Glenn to turn things around.
Okay, owner of the Jets.
It looks like he's turning parts of it around. It's hard when you have a quarterback rating that we got. Quarterback with the rating that we got. So he buried his quarterback.
Man, there's Tua's getting buried by Mike McDaniel. You got Justin Fields getting buried.
I figure PFF has a great passing grade for Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor.
How much you want to bet that Justin Fields' passer rating is somehow higher than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, that'd be
no
pretty funny.
Chance. There is zero.
Are
chance.
You sure Geno zero. Smith had a higher passer rating for Pro Football Focus?
Higher grade. Yeah.
There's no way.
Higher passing grade.
Higher no passing way. Grade than Patrick so. Mahomes.
I know, but I don't think for the whole season, there's no way.
Okay. You say that now. Patrick Mahomes, according to them, is like the 14th best quarterback. So, you know.
If he is better, then they need to just stop what they're doing.
Throw it into the trash.
Yes, and be
if
done
for some
it.
Reason, I don't have the, because you have to have like the.
The premium or whatever.
Oh, well, never mind.
You mean you're not paying for PFF?
PFF Plus.
You're not paying for that?
No, but it does appear because it's unlocked. Let's see. Patrick Mahomes. Well, it won't show me the exact passer rating, but it'll tell me where he is.
Careful. You're gonna upset somebody that's scraping the data in their mom's basement that thinks PFF's going to hire them. Mm. They might tweet at you. They might be upset. I had that happen yesterday.
Did they take him off the website?
Oh.
Take who off the website?
I'm so confused. Looking at this list of passer grades, and I don't feel like I see Patrick Mahomes. Am I blind?
They had to go back and change it. You know?
They didn't change it.
They had
didn't
to go back
it.
And figure it out.
Take him off the board?
There's like no way they did that. There's no way they did
okay,
that.
Okay, there's just no way. I was trying to do just like the passer grade ratings sorted by number, and there's just no way because it's locked out. I need someone with Pro Football Focus Plus. Can I sign up for a – can I get a like a trial?
I'm sure they offer like a 6-day trial or something.
If they'll let me do a trial, I'll sign up because I can't tell exactly where he ranks and I want to know now. Because I selected, right, like top to bottom, and it shows the first three guys by passer grade.
The buck
Sam
stops
Darnold.
Where you start have to pay in. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it shows, you know, like receiving or whatever mm-hmm, else mm-hmm. nonsense, right? So passer grade, offensive numbers, and it's shifting the top three, but I don't think it's shifting anyone below. So I actually don't think
they only let you see the top three.
Yeah. So I thought it
they got to make money somehow, Cody.
I understand. It's a business. It's fine. I just, can I get a free trial so I can delete it?
Don't pay for that crap.
I don't want to pay for it. I just want a free trial and then to cancel it. That's all. I'll try to find the grades later.
You guys see a little bit of the news in the NFL coming out in the last hour, according to Trey Wingo. Sources telling him that the Cowboys have made inquiries with the Raiders about a potential trade for Max Crosby.
Yeah, that makes sense. Again,
they miss Micah Parsons, you know? Yeah.
I know for a fact.
You're going to trade away Parsons to trade for one. Just great general managing by the...
I guess if it's the same draft picks, whatever. Like, just as long as you don't give up more than before. The acquiring team, according to SpotTrack, would inherit $20.3 million guaranteed this year, $30 million guaranteed next year. 29 in 27, 27 in 28, and 28 in 29. That's really not, sorry, that's a lot of numbers very similar to each other, but a little less than $30 million. It's actually not a bad number overall. Raiders wouldn't take on too much dead cap, $18 million this year, $5.1 next. I told you this yesterday. I said if there's going to be a team, like if the Chiefs need a defensive lineman, the star defensive guy is going to Dallas. They're a good team. They've got a good offense. They're a good team. They're awful defensively. And if they had, I don't know, a player like Micah Parsons, I don't know how they would ever have a player like that. Mm. But if they hypothetically had a player like Micah Parsons, they would probably be at least one win better. They might be near the top or at the top of the NFC East. So, yeah, they're going to make a huge trade. It's just
easy
funny to trade away.
Can turn into good decision.
That's true.
Can you imagine? You know how he would back it up that way, too.
Yeah, he would.
You know what? Well, we got rid of Micah, but I'm saving some money by bringing in Max Crosby.
It actually would be cheaper than paying Micah. It's not,
if you're the Raiders, that's though, how you do would, that trade.
Where are they going?
Depends on what they get, I guess.
Look, if
it's not
I
about
got,
this year. I'm talking about like for next year and
for multiple first, I would. What was Micah Parsons traded for? What was the exact
two firsts and Kenny Clark, right?
I think that's right.
And
I think
Kenny
that's
Clark. Right. Yeah, you wanna hit me with a because you got control. You wanna hit me with a couple firsts? Sure. Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, I don't want Green Bay's first. I want yours instead of theirs. But you know, we can work it out.
I also don't think
Max Crosby's 2 years older.
Oh, okay.
Than Micah.
But he's cheaper.
Yes.
And he's under control for four more years. I mean, the same amount of time you wanted to pay Micah, hypothetically.
I think the Chiefs also, the whole division would be thrilled if that happened.
Oh,
yes. Not only is Max Crosby gone, but you also can't trust the Raiders to make good picks there. They're going to waste him.
Yeah, I just, if you're, I mean, I don't know. Does Max Crosby have a no trade clause? Do we know?
Maybe.
Can he dictate where he goes? I guess that's the only part that I don't know in this whole scenario. If he can, that changes whether or not he would want to go to the Cowboys.
I don't know. Why wouldn't he want to go there?
I would think he would want... Would
for the same reason Micah wanted out. I mean, the same thing.
He does not have a no-trade clause.
Okay, so they can trade him wherever they want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. He recently got paid, though, too. So
I don't think it's
okay
like...
It.
I don't know. Put a percentage on the likelihood Max Crosby gets traded. I'll put it at like 15. 40.
Oh, okay. I was even lower than you.
40%.
Sure.
And I might be high. Maybe, yeah, maybe 40 is too high. I thought, see, it's funny. I thought you were about to say, oh, he's getting traded like 60 or 70%.
No,
it's like 35, 40%.
Teams don't just let go of Max for the same reason Micah being traded was insane. Teams don't typically let go. Myles Garrett is still in Cleveland. That team's a laughing stock. He's complaining after the games. Like, oh, it's so hard because our team's no good. You eat up 80% of the cap, dude. You could have played for any team. You chose to sign with Cleveland. I don't feel bad for you. Teams just don't trade pass rushers like that very often. We have talked about this before. That's why the Micah trade was so stunning and surprising to the teams across the league. Let's talk about the rest of the league as it sits right now. We had mentioned this earlier in the show, and I think it's kind of worthy of looking at. When we can take it to the whole AFC. Out of the AFC right now, which teams and in what order do you take the most serious to be threats for the Chiefs come playoff time? I still think, despite the fact I've not been overwhelmed by the way they looked, I'll allow the bye week to give them a fresh start and give me a fresh look at this team. I still think Buffalo has to be one. They have been in multiple AFC championship games. They have the reigning MVP. Josh Allen is still a top three quarterback, four quarterback, however you want to rank him, in the NFL. And for anybody who had Lamar rank him higher this year, certainly going to hurt because the injury and things ebb and flow. So probably second because Joe Burrow's not playing either.
Yep.
The second best quarterback in the league. I'll put them in. Then it's interesting because I think the argument is between the Patriots and the Colts, not Chargers or Jacksonville or Pittsburgh. Does somebody want somebody else besides that? Or do we think the two teams you would fear the most come playoff time besides the Bills? I think it's the Patriots and the Colts, which is an insane thing to say now, having known what I would have thought before the season started.
Yeah, Buffalo would still be one just because of the quarterback. It's Josh Allen, and it's weird. In Kansas City, you could argue, well, he's 0-4 against Mahomes, so why should you? But we all recognize who Josh Allen is still as a quarterback, and I know their defense is struggling. Buffalo is still the biggest threat to Kansas City, just like Buffalo should answer Kansas City is still the biggest threat to them. Indianapolis is not the number one answer. Indianapolis would come in number two, but I'm still skeptical about even that. I could go like 2A, 2B, 2C if I had to after Buffalo as far as the biggest threat, because I'm still somewhat convinced that if Indianapolis gets the one seed and they get an automatic bye in a divisional round, okay, maybe. Otherwise, I don't think Daniel Jones is winning three playoff games.
You think it takes to being the number one seed?
Yeah, I don't think they're winning three playoff games. Daniel Jones and the Colts feel a lot like the Minnesota Vikings to me from a year ago, where dominant on offense, they're going to win 13 or 14 games, early exit in the postseason.
I think that that's probably, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand at some point, like, how many games do they have to win?
The Vikings won 14 last year.
And
Sam Darnold was an MVP candidate for the first 10 weeks. Daniel Jones is on
and
the.
And they came up short in the divisional round or the wild card?
They lost right away. Remember, they lost the division too. They had a division that had the Lions in it.
That was the last game of the season, wasn't it?
And Darnold looked terrible the final two games as a Viking.
Who'd they lose to in the playoffs?
In the playoffs?
Rams, maybe?
I don't know. I know they lost the Lions the final week of the season.
I think it was the wild card round. It was the first round. They didn't win one game.
I
get the comparisons. It feels, I don't know why.
I understand it
feels
it
a little bit,
in
it feels
the same.
A little bit different with this team. I don't know why.
But like some teams do, I don't know. Some teams.
Yeah, it was the Rams, true.
Do go a little bit further depending. And like, I guess here's the other part. Who are the Colts going to face in those first couple of rounds that are like, they're, you know, like in the Rams case, better coach, better quarterback. So let's say the Colts have to play. They're the two seed, not the one. Which teams would they face in the wild card round near the bottom of the AFC?
Broncos, maybe?
That we think have a better coach, better quarterback. I mean, none, right? I mean, better quarterback, some. I mean, it's like both. It feels somewhat low. Like, I mean, not like crazy.
Who do they face right now?
Herbert?
Well, the conversation.
Herbert and Harbaugh? Would that be the argument?
The conversation now is hilarious because, again, the Chiefs aren't even in the playoff field and they would be one of the last wild card teams. So it's hilarious.
Somewhere near the top.
I know. It's just funny to talk about. I don't think the Chargers are going to get there. I don't think the Chargers are going to make the playoffs.
Tex Hines wants Denver to be a part of this conversation. Where are we on Denver? They're 5-2. Just came back against
the
Giants.
If the Chiefs win the division, then the Broncos are in that conversation.
Are they a bigger threat, though, than Indianapolis?
No. I don't think so. Bo Nix is not playing good football. No. They don't have offensive weapons, I fear. They have a defense, I fear.
Chargers and Jaguars are more likely the other two, probably.
Jags, Trevor Lawrence.
Patriots, I mean, just, maybe. No, or Bills.
I just want to see what the Colts do Thursday. They play the Vikings this Thursday. It's 2 days away.
Chargers do, yeah.
Did I say Chargers?
You said Colts.
Oh, sorry. Chargers is what I meant. Chargers play the Vikings on Thursday. And if the Chargers do not bounce back after a terrible performance against the Colts and beat the Vikings, who might have Carson Wentz, might be J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if it matters at this point in time. They're both kind of a mess. Oof, I don't Carson really seem like real trust J.J. McCarthy. And he's also coming off an injury. If you have a Chargers team that wins that game, then I think everybody can calm down a little bit and they'll start getting healthier and they're still going to be in play for a playoff spot. If the Chargers lose on Thursday, they're not making the playoffs.
No. I would agree with you. I mean, if they win, I'm not even like, I'm not going to come here and tell you gung-ho with my chest. They definitively are.
The jury's still out on the Chargers and Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville's looked good at times, but they also,
if the jury's out, the jury's in. There is no mystery, like with the Jags in particular, in the sense that I understand they beat the Chiefs. Teams can beat teams all the time. It happens. They got real flaws, and there's still a limitation with Trevor Lawrence. Travis Hunter hasn't become the star they needed him to be. They've just got problems.
Brian Thomas Jr. has been dropping passes everywhere.
The Chargers, their problem is the defense, which had a one-year boost of superiority, is right back to what they've been the previous 3 years, which is mediocre. And now on top of it, their problem, part of theirs is, I don't think I would question the Chargers nearly as much if they were just healthy. Their massive offensive line problems are getting Herbert killed. And because of that, Herbert, who for the first 3 weeks looked like the league's MVP, the last 4 weeks, he's getting himself killed back there, and he's making mistakes. He's not handling the pressure well, like the physical pressure, not like the pressure of winning. The physical pressure well, and they just don't feel like they can overcome their injuries. Missing Hampton. They've been missing guys all season. He doesn't have time to throw. Their problems seem like obvious to me. The Jags are just like, yeah, they can play good every once in a while, but for the most part are kind of like whatever.
I know the Bills are obviously in that conversation because Josh Allen, but I wonder if the way the Bills defense has looked so bad, feels like that if the Chiefs and Bills played this week, I don't think it would be far-fetched to say the Chiefs win 35-20.
They play in like 3 weeks.
Just because of how
they play. Yeah, I mean, they play a week from Sunday.
Yeah, they're the 17th ranked defense this year.
Just because of how poor the offense has looked and how great the Chiefs offense has looked, it feels like that game isn't going to be particularly close.
I don't know about Aaron Rodgers and Tomlin. They just stink of a first-round loss. Somebody says they do. They will say Tomlin and Rodgers is the Colts' first-round loss. As in, that's, you could make an argument, right? Better coach, better quarterback.
That means the Steelers
established team, you know, those things.
So theoretically, the Steelers are the 4 seed then in this deal then.
Yeah, no.
If the Colts are the one, like then the Steelers would have to play. Yeah.
I don't see how they play each other in the first round, I guess.
No.
How's that seeding going to play out? Steelers make the playoffs. They're winning the division, so they're going to have to be the
four. No, I think the Steelers will be a 4 seed, and they'll host 5 seed, I think, Patriots.
And then if they beat them, then they'd play the Colts if the 2 and the 3, or if the 2 and the 3 win, I guess.
All we're doing in this conversation is describing what I believe is my dream scenario for the playoffs. If you're telling me there's like a Steelers-Colts divisional round, it's like, and that's the winner that has to go face the Chiefs in the AFC title game? Sure. Oh no. Like that would be the team that would stand in their way to the Super Bowl. Please. I don't think it's going to go. That's why the Bills are still one. And I don't even think the Bills are playing tremendous football right now.
Are they?
But they got a lot. I said aren't playing tremendous football right now, but they've got plenty of time to remedy that as a team that has a very, very, very strong.
Well, no, I was saying that you're saying they are still the biggest threat, you think?
Yes. How can they not be?
With Josh Allen, they're still a bigger threat against the Chiefs.
The quarterback gap from Josh Allen, from literally any of the other teams we just mentioned as a possible threat from Kansas City, is seismic.
Now we might.
I understand. I think to me, it's the Chiefs' defense will do enough to limit Josh Allen where they're not going to be able to keep up. Like, I don't think Buffalo can keep up with the Chiefs' offense because of the limitations of Buffalo's defense.
Right. So if we're saying that they're
can be the bigger threat.
If we're saying they're weaker than normal, we all agree. But somebody has to be the biggest threat,
I think,
right?
It's the Colts,
and,
then.
And I don't know. I just, it's still Daniel
Jones. I know it's hard
Jones.
To say that.
Yeah,
but.
It's, and that's fine. Like, it, and this could be the outlier year. I am definitely just basing this off of history, and that doesn't always mean that's what happens. I just... Daniel Jones going to Arrowhead in an AFC title game. I mean, give me a break. That's all. I'm sorry. Like, that's just, I just can't, I can't,
right.
I can't get over that. I cannot get over that as I say that out loud.
And if I said Josh Allen,
Indy,
you'd be like,
I guess.
Okay. What's that?
It could be the Colts going to Indy.
Or hosting in Indy. Yeah. Which, if they're the one seed.
I don't know.
That sounds even less believable.
Chiefs fans don't want to remember that, though, the last time they had to do that in the playoffs.
Yeah, we don't worry
Mahomes.
As much.
That was
yeah.
pretty Mahomes.
I know.
We discussed those parts of our history.
Speaking of Mahomes, Cody, from the 913, somebody says, according to Pro Football Focus, Mahomes is number 25.
I hope that's not right.
I don't know how that's
true. I want
to
fact check it before that. There's no universe in which they have him the 25th rated passer. I'm waiting for Nate Taylor to come in. He comes in 15 minutes. Seems like the kind of guy who might have a Pro Football Focus Plus subscription. So I'm going to see what Nate's got for us.
All I know is they do their initial grades and then they have like a, then they go back and double check them. I don't know how all that works.
Well, I hope that they double check that one on Sunday and try to figure out how Geno Smith had a better passing grade. He didn't throw the ball beyond the line of scrimmage for the, yeah. I don't know, six passes he completed in the damn game or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. Really bad.
Random question.
Random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over on the text line, 913-586-7965. And, of course, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. We talk over on the chats over there. You can like and subscribe. See some of our exclusive content. You might have seen, was it you talking to Rashee Rice in postgame?
I was in a scrum of people. Yeah, Rice and Worthy.
We've got videos up of people in postgame. Rice being excited. Worthy with his giant grip. Whatever it is. All that stuff always available, exclusive content over on the YouTube and Twitter channels. The question I have for you today is about kids, but I think you guys can answer this as well. As somebody who gets stuff for his nephews, but has also been a kid, I think, Drew, in a time in which this was more thing. First, we had talked about the ad stuff earlier. The kids stuff, microtransaction stuff, it's my physical nightmare. I'm talking Robux. I'm talking V-Bucks for Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
It is a horrible, horrible hellscape. So the question I have for you today is, how would you handle distribution of those things, knowing that they're going to ask you every day for them, but you're not going to buy them for them every day? How often do you think is a reasonable amount of time to offer a kid some Robux or V-Bucks? Are we thinking just birthdays and Christmas? Are we thinking there's an occasional sprinkled in a spring one? How would you guys handle it? I'm curious as a non-parent.
Yes. Yeah, so you're saying basically you can buy like a $20 gift card so they can get these Robux or whatever it's called.
Robux.
Sure. Yeah.
Or V-Bucks, depending on Fortnite, which they're asking to play.
So, yeah. I mean, like, obviously birthdays and, you know, Christmas or whatever. And then I don't know what else you do normally. Like, I don't know if your kids get an allowance or anything like that. If that adds up to a certain amount of money, then sure, you'll buy them another $20 gift card or something. But yeah, I mean, otherwise you're just
randomly. I'm not buying 20 a week. They burn through it.
No, not a week. Not
it's
a
just,
week.
This is my issue. I hate them spending it at
do
all.
Do they get like an allowance or anything?
Not currently, but we're working towards
that.
We've
so whenever that happens, what they can choose to use that money towards that if that's what they want. Otherwise.
Can I make them save some? Because I don't need them throwing this money into the ether. The money spent on these things, my kids spend it so fast. It is like infuriating. Like if they get one for Christmas and they get like, let's say $25 from their friend.
Yeah.
The speed at which they spend $25 on digital nonsense, in my opinion, I know this makes me sound incredibly old. It is enraging how quick $25 goes.
I just think it would be based off of allowance or whatever they give for doing stuff around the house.
So you're saying allowance based.
And then birthday. That's what they want for their birthday present. Then let them
get birthday, Christmas. You know. If they say that's part of something that they want, cool. I'm all ears. But if we're saying like regular allowance, I'm going to force them to save some. There's no way I'm letting them just spend whatever portion of allowance they get on this stuff every week so they can have a different skin for their Fortnite character. No, thanks. I'm not doing that. I mean, because like you got to think about this. Like if either of you ever had kids, which version of this are you willing to do? The other part is like they've asked to play Fortnite and I'm like, I'm really hesitant. And I'm trying to figure out how many things I can set up to essentially limit their ability to be on most of it. Which is a whole other challenge, you know?
Drew, what do you think? You're now 30, so I mean, I don't know. Next thing you know, Drew's going to have a kid. So
Wait, are you?
No.
True. Do you guys know?
Did you tell something?
No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to figure out how.
Congratulations, Drew.
I agree with you, Cody, in the fact that you're saying it is a little bit. You're realizing that you spend significantly more money than you would if they, because Roblox is free. Fortnite is free, but the amount of money that you end up spending is significantly more than what you would buy than what you would if you just bought the game for $70.
Somebody says over on Twitch, they said show them something else they could buy with it.
I'm for what Gold is saying, where and kind of like what you alluded to, where, you know, Christmas, birthdays, the allowance thing. Like somebody mentioned, hey, if you want to go outside and mow the lawn, I'll give you $15. You know, in V-Bucks. I think that is a fair trade-off, if you will, for giving the V-Bucks.
People are saying you need like a conversion rate, like five. Basically, it's not the same dollar equivalent. You know, basically, give them a smaller amount of allowance, but an equal amount in virtual money.
I borderline want to show them, though, how they're spending it. Be like, I want this. And I go, all right, we can either today buy a $25 V-Bucks gift card, or, and then show them a thing that is like way cooler for $25.
Then let them choose.
That might actually be between the two. Because it does, it spins. They'll just play like a small little game where it's like, oh, I take a like an obby, right? Where they're trying to like jump from thing to thing and see if they can do it in a minute or whatever nonsense. And it's like, oh, I want to buy the magic carpet. It's like, you don't need that. Just, oh, what a waste.
Someone says also you could just let them fail at spending their digital money. It's a good life lesson for them to learn, and they'll figure out how frivolous it is, just like when you spent a whole bunch of money on candy when you were a kid.
I mean, again, not great with my money as a kid. I do think like budgeting it out, where like, here's your money, here's a spreadsheet, here's how you spent it. Here's the thing. I think each kid's a little bit different. My son would probably take that to heart, would be mindful, would think about it. My daughter would not. They've been raised the same way. Some of that is just a mental part of it. They both save money now. Yeah. My son wrote me an IOU. He wanted he knows I have cash at home, and he wanted a clean $100 bill. And he'd been saving for like, he'd spent some of his money, not spent some of his money, but he had $85. And he wanted 100. He's like, well, how do I get this other $15? I said, well, you can work towards it or whatever. And he's like, but I want it now. I want the 100 now. I said, you can write me an IOU. Pay me back. And so I've got a signed piece of paper that says,
Cody's giving out loans to his kids.
Says, I owe you $15. He's like, oh, man. He hasn't spent a cent of it, right? Because he saves up. She spends her money faster.
It's so funny. So I have three nephews. One nephew, Cody, he just had a birthday. And let's say he got like $200 or whatever for his birthday or however much, he's going to go out and spend it immediately. He might have already spent it. His birthday was last week, okay?
Whereas
the other one will have hundreds of dollars from multiple birthdays saved up. So it's just different. Every kid's different like that.
What was the most amount of money you think you had when you were like, let's say elementary school?
See, as a kid, I was, hey, I got to go spend it right away. As a kid, if I got $200 worth of gift cards for my birthday as a kid, I was going and I was looking to find out what I could go get at Best Buy or whatever. Okay,
like I don't know what I'm getting yet, but
I was as a kid. The opposite of one of my nephews.
Somebody said, Cody, that you need to just tell them to start competing in Fortnite events, and then if they come in a certain place, then you can give them V-Bucks.
I mean,
so it's encouraging.
I don't want them playing so much that they're winning Fortnite contests.
And esports, and you get an esports scholarship, Cody. You can save some money. This could be an investment plan for you. Save some money in the long haul on college if you're willing to spend some V-Bucks now or whatever it's called.
But at age 7, it feels like it's the same as like the parent as I'm trying to make my kid become A-Rod. You know, like I've got him in the cage 4 hours a night. Well, you know, there's like a limit to how often. And you and I were both video game kids. I played a lot of video games growing up.
Absolutely.
And so I'm not saying like, but you know, you try to do better for yourself. My parents shouldn't let me play the amount of video games I play. We'd be in the summer. I'd be 15 years old. I'd play for 12 hours
overnight. When we were kids, we still went outside though and played in the cul-de-sac and stuff. And now you hear, again, now we're sounding very old.
Yeah, this show got old in a hurry.
No,
yeah.
Cody,
we're all 30 plus on the show now.
This is the thing. Our
median age is getting higher and higher every second we look.
If they had microtransactions, Cody, back when you played video games and back when Gold played video games
I would have been asking my parents for it. Yes.
Exactly. So I think that it's, if anything, you shouldn't necessarily, not that you're,
you I'm not saying they're like, what's wrong with them for wanting it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the concept of the game has really made your pocket, get stretched a little
bit. I'll be honest. The part of it is like, it never feels like they're spending their money. If I give them money for chores, it just feels like I've thrown $25 into a virtual Fortnite skin. I don't like it. It doesn't feel like their money, even though I've given it to them. It feels like I got a 50-month budget for a useless item.
Because you know where it's going. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Somebody says there's a, they have, as per usual, they just have a subscription. You, for like $12 a month, you get $1,000 V-Bucks, you know, and that then seems, force them to budget out the amount of things they get per month. In a weird way, man, it'd be easier.
Now you're spending over $100 a year.
Why?
On
because
this
you don't guaranteed. Have to. Be because you,
more
you're,
than that,
because
I got to do two kids. No. Cody, $24 a month.
Wait, wow, that's crazy.
Cody, is it better because you don't have to physically give them the card or physically go get the V-Bucks? It just comes out of the bank account and you don't have to worry about
I'll
it?
I'll say this. Only way I'm on board with this is if they let me hold them hostage. As in, like, I make sure that they complete the items required to keep the subscription. You know, do your chores. That way you can keep your subscription. And then balance out how you want to spend it. One kid would probably last 20 days on his. One would last an afternoon. Like, it's just
there you go.
How it works.
Someone says, question of the day has evolved into Cody parenting advice. That is what
not
today's was.
Today's
definitely
sure.
was. Up next, Nate Taylor might have some thoughts on this as well.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have our Chiefs insider from ESPN join us to discuss that. Also, the latest on Josh Simmons, Trey Smith, looking ahead to the Commanders game right here on Cody and Gold.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.